everyone, welcome to Diversity in Yachting on Yachting International Radio. I'm your host, Dumi, and today we are joined by Tia from Luxury Training. No, Luxury Learning, sorry. Tia, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
Good. Well, I was actually very interested by Luxury Learning, and I'll just tell us a little bit about what it is, how it can help yachties.
I'm here to help yachting and all crew around the world. So pretty much Luxury Learning is here to help crew with financial literacy and financial knowledge. Our goal is to educate and to really empower crew members so they can learn about their money and keep it and grow it so they're set up for life. So that's really my goal. It's my passion, honestly. I want to help. So we also do one-on-one training. We also do group workshops. So let's just say you're not with a boat, you want to get together with other crew members. We do those kind of workshops. And then we also do team training on board, and we're able to help crew together, you know, really empower each other, because money's a interesting topic. But I think when you're around, surrounded by other people who are really interested in it and want to grow and develop, I think it could be a great thing to have together.
That's amazing. And how did you get into the industry? So you have a history of being on the management side. So how long have you been working within this industry? When did you start?
Oh man, I've been working in yachting for 3 years now, which is crazy to say. I've always been like the new girl, and you know, it was just learning and growing. It was like a sponge, and now it's like, wow, it's been 3 years. All right. I actually did my master's in global luxury management. Okay. And so it was a dual master's degree program where I lived in North Carolina, my home state, and for a semester. And then we lived in France and Antibes for a semester.
Wow.
Yeah, it was wonderful. We did luxury tours in New York City, and I actually did a little tiny trip to Paris and Barcelona. That was like spring break. What happened was, I mean, North Carolina, there's no yachts.
Yay.
So what happened was, they flew over to France for the second semester, living in Antibes, and you know, you're just 5 minutes away from all these gorgeous yachts, and I'm like, what is this? I'm picking this as my luxury that, you know, I want to focus in, and it was, my life changed ever since then. So that's what got me into yachting.
That is insane. That's crazy. And you know, we're obviously on the topic of diversity, and I think that there needs to be growth within the industry and diversity. I'm interested to know, in what ways do you think that that is possible? In what ways do you think that, you know, we could go about it?
Yeah, I 100% agree. There's so much room to grow with diversity. You know, one of the reasons why I even picked yachting was, you look at it versus other luxuries. There are so many different things you could do within yachting, you know, provisioning, fueling, crew, you know, management, like there's so many different ways to go. So there's no reason why we can't have a full range of diversity throughout yachting, honestly. I think the best way to go is, right now I'm currently in two groups, there's just so many different groups. You mean chartered groups, brokerage groups, you know, young professionals groups. Like, there's so many different areas and people who are already grouping together in yachting. There's no reason why these groups can't implement even more promotion of diversity throughout the industry, because it's already there. So I think that's the best way to start. And then on top of that, let's have a group of, you know, Black people in yachting, or, you know, every other minority group in yachting, you know. And I think building a community is the best way to go as far as increasing that diversity in yachting.
Yes, I completely agree. I mean, I'm already on a group with yachties that are in the industry. Surprisingly, it's not many, but it is a great way to start that community, just to know where everyone is, what everyone's looking for. It's also look for out for each other, which boats are hiring this, you know, who's been on this yacht, who's been on that yacht. So it's a really great way, one, to network, two, to know where everyone is, and like you said, three, to build that community. And I mean,
that's the biggest thing.
Hey,
networking is the biggest thing. I knew it was a thing, but it's it's everything, right? So it's so necessary.
And I mean, now I think we're really blessed with technology. Technology is a demon, but it can also be an angel. And if it's used correctly, you know, I think that this is a way that we can build a community and for people to know that, look, there are people of color, and people of color being Indian, Asian, you know, Filipino, whatever it is, that there is a community that is just like you.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's the key too. It's not just one level. We want everything. We want to see it all. And when you bring in those different cultures, those different aspects, I mean, we already know that in yachting, how it's so beautiful bringing in different cultures, but imagine us, you know, tripling that of how much different backgrounds we can bring into yachting. It's going to be beautiful. And we're going to move forward, you know, doing great things.
I agree. I completely agree with you. And I think that we mustn't forget that the diversity has to happen at all levels. It's not just like hiring. This is my thing. Just hiring me and putting me in laundry, great. But I also want to see a person of color that's a chief stew. I want to see a person of color that is a captain. I want to see a person of color that's a boatswain. I want to see you at the upper level. I want to see a person of color in the middle of Monaco that is a yacht broker. Because trust me, there's definitely a type. I'm gonna
say. I think we know that.
Do you know what I mean? And it's like, why are there more female types of women that are in charter yacht brokerage rather than it being mixed as well? Like, we need to see not just lower level jobs or just for hiring purposes, but higher upper level jobs. Like, that's what I want to see, because we need to have people to aspire to be like at the end of the day.
So I mean, across the board, you're so right. Even like you said, charter, you know, and brokerage, you know, one is very male leaning and one is very female leaning, you know, like seeing that mix and hoping that females are able to break through if they want, you know, into the broker side. That's one aspect. And same thing on the management side, same thing on the owner's side. That's like with luxury learning, my passion truly is financial literacy. And so not only am I trying to help crew, I'm trying to help youth in general, because my goal, if my success in life is being able to help youth, especially Black youth for myself, I want to see you as the owner. I want to see you as the owner of the boat, and then you go off and you hire diverse crew, you hire diverse management, you know, because that's what you want to see. That would make my life, honestly. You know, so like you said, top down, I want it everywhere.
It has to be everywhere. It's the only way. It really is the only way. And that's how you attract people of color. At the end of the day, if I'm seeing a person of color that's a chief stew, I'm like, oh, wow, that's possible. Like, I'm entering the industry. But if I'm seeing none of that, like how it works, it's just like, oh, maybe that's not my place. And that's not the case, because we allowed to be wherever we are. We're allowed to dream whatever we want to dream. And, you know, we should be allowed to, we should be feeling comfortable in entering with whichever industry we want to enter in. But if no one to look up to, or there's no one to, you know, prove the
representation is so key. Honestly, that's what had me go with the management company that I picked. I was on their website and I saw a Black woman, and I said, so this is doable. You know, I can see myself. And I think people don't understand, as a person of color, you're going to want to see yourself. And if you never see yourself, if you never know about yachting, you don't know it exists because it's not in your range, in your area. Yeah. How are you ever going to enter this, you know, beautiful industry if it never even says that you apply to this? You're actually supposed to be here. So it matters so much with diversity.
That's so true. Representation is just key.
Yeah.
That's key. And I guess that's why it has to be at all levels, because how do you expect to have a Black captain if there's no representation of a Black captain?
We got to start somewhere. And, you know, like we were talking before, we know it was before me and you. We know people have come before, and that's where that growing that community and that building is saying, like, hey, we're all here. The more we can show that we are here, the more people will feel comfortable in joining, you know, and we get the message out. I think that's going to be the best starting point.
Yeah. Just to say, hey, we're here.
Yeah.
And, you know, within the management side of things, do you feel that there's a massive sense of diversity within that sector of the industry at all?
Honestly, not really.
Yeah.
But that's more so across the entire world, the entire board, and all of yachting. Let's be honest, right? It just isn't. And there's beautiful diversity in the culture backgrounds of the general Eurocentric, you know, areas and stuff like that. But there can be so much more, so much more. And I think that's what needs to develop. So, and we're not just talking about Black people. We're talking about everywhere. We really want across the board different experiences, you know. So management has room to grow. Crew has room to grow. Everywhere has room to grow.
I think
it just is true.
Yeah, I agree. And I mean, if you think about it, if there's so many Filipinos, for instance, that are in industry, like, we want to see them in higher management positions. Why aren't they in head of departments? Let's see it, you know. If you're hiring a lot of them, then, like, let's see it. It's just like, yeah. Yeah. I mean, this is why we're here. We had to talk about it so people can open their ears and realize.
I'm hoping people become aware of it and more cognitive to it. And really try to promote in their own little bubbles and increase it, in, you know, on their side, because that's really what it's going to come down to, is who makes the hiring decisions and who really wants to implement this and see the world be a better place.
Yeah. So do you feel that the people that have the most power for change are people in these higher positions, i.e. people that are recruiting, i.e. well, owners, but you can't really tell an owner who to hire, but you can educate an owner, that you can do. But do you feel that that's where the power lies? Because a lot of people will say, oh, but like, as a stewardess, like, if they don't want you on board, then you should move to another boat. But people don't realize that higher management actually have the power.
Yeah, I mean, it still is who is in charge. It still comes down to education, because there is sometimes just ignorance. And sometimes you don't want to take everybody as, negative or who's trying to stop something. You know, sometimes it is just a look, or, oh, we think that the owner would want this. You know, well, have you talked to them? Have you had that discussion with them about, you know, what they're looking for? Maybe it doesn't apply to color. Maybe it doesn't apply to gender. Maybe it doesn't apply, you know, to all these different kind of aspects. Let's look for good quality candidates. And I think that's really what's going to go across the board. But yeah, I mean, it starts with each person, but of course it's going to start with, people who are hiring and who, is really the doorkeepers of inclusion. That's really where it's going to start.
That's so true. And I agree. They have to have these conversations with owners. And I guess, yes, maybe there are owners that say, I don't want a person of color, but at the same time, I'm like, okay, but what does my color of my skin have to do with my job? Producing a service for you, you know. It's not like, what is the blonde girl in blue eyes going to do? Is her blonde hair going to be folding napkins for you? Like, I'm sorry, but like, what's the difference? Is her eyes going to be polishing silverware? Like, does she have some magic powers? It's just like, if you think about it, it is the dumbest thing. It's really so stupid. It's like, what does my shade have to do with anything and any of my capabilities or my skills or my talents? Nothing.
I mean, you know that's a battle we've been fighting our whole life. You know,
right.
You know that. and it's not gonna stop, you know, and some days we know how to take it because we've, like you said, we've been doing this since day one, and other days you just smile and move on to the next, you know. So you have those days where you have energy and some days you don't. And I think that's another thing. People don't realize it takes energy, right? To brush things off or to say, you know, maybe that wasn't race related. Maybe that was, you don't know. But the fact that we even have to consider it is the hard part. You know, you don't have to consider if you getting a job had nothing to do with your race or not. That's a beautiful thing. Congratulations to you, you know. So, so I think that's another thing of knowledge and empowering people, understanding that there's so many levels to this. You know, and having this conversation and breaking that down, I'm hoping people become aware of just the day to day, you know.
And I think honestly, that the world needs more compassion, you know, I'm really tired of people telling me, oh, you're too sensitive. Like, no, 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 I'm not too sensitive. No, thank you. I can feel what I feel. And that's just that. Mm-hmm. It's offensive, it's offensive. And people should have more compassion. I think, you know, as humans, we tend to, what doesn't affect us, we're just like, we brush it off. We're just like, not my thing. Yeah. Sorry, not going to deal with it. And I think with this topic, why people are so defensive or don't really necessarily want to talk about it is because it's just like, it has nothing to do with it. It's like, I don't want to get into that bag of potatoes. Like, I'm not dealing with that.
Yeah. It's a lack of, you have empathy, you know, and sympathy, I guess. And you really just, it doesn't have to be you, or it doesn't have to affect a family member or something.
Yeah.
For it to be an issue or a cause that you stand up for. Like, it should just be empowering humans around the world, you know, of every kind of diversity. That's really what you need to see across the board. Like you said, compassion, it comes down to that, you know, and just making sure you're standing up during those moments, you know, instead of just saying, I mean, you see it all the time and throughout the world. I mean, obviously I'm in America, so you're seeing a lot of that, of you saying like, we've been trying to tell you there's been an issue for years, decades, centuries, you know, so let's, if you really are our friend, you really are for us, you really, you know, use our culture, let's get some of that energy back.
I mean, yeah, if you're really for us and you're really my friend, like, pull up to the discussion. Then you're not my friend, you know, if you're going to be name dropping, then you best pull up. Defend me, talk about it, engage with the topic, like
yeah.
I mean, I think this issue is a worldwide issue. I don't even think it just starts with you. I think even in South Africa, predominantly people of color in this country, I still question if I didn't get employed for the color of my skin. So, you know, it's everywhere. It's literally everywhere. But I think this is a starting point. We're definitely on the track.
Yeah, yachting's a great starting point. I mean, that's where we have to work, you know, and want to work. So I want to see it right next to me, you know. And I will say, when I started, I was greeted welcomely. You know, it was hard to get into the industry. I'm not going to lie about that. It was very hard to get into the industry. But when I got here, it was very welcoming. And I did see that. So that's not saying that yachting isn't at all. We're just saying we want more, you know, we want more across the board, everywhere, on all different levels, sizes, you know, genders, everything. You know, because there's so much room for it. I think that's
the key. I completely agree. I think it's a beautiful community. I've got great friends in the industry and they're very warm and welcoming, and you know, it's just about finding your tribe of people. But like you said, we just want more. Like, just imagine the more the merry. Like, it would be insane, because diversity brings a really good working environment if it's done well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I really wish that, you know, there's more. Yeah. I'm sure there will be. I have hope.
It's so true. I mean, he's never once been like, oh no, it's too diverse, you know? So it's going to be great. I think in the future, it's going to be more. And I think I see nothing but great things coming ahead. That's really going to be the key.
No, it is going to be the key. It's going to be good. I have hope.
Yeah.
We're on the right track. We'll see more people of color in higher positions. Maybe myself. You never know.
I'm just kidding. Yes, claim it. And me too. I'm really here to help. And I think even me getting out, even you getting out, is going to show great things, and younger women too, you know, to show like, hey, we're here, come join us.
Yes, definitely. Tia, thank you so much. It's been incredible having you on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you guys, you know, ever want some financial advice, definitely follow Luxury Learning on Instagram.
Yes, come join, seriously, DM.
I think it's amazing. I think I know myself, I wouldn't know what to do with the money, that I can tell you for free. So I'm glad that there's...
You were not the first person to say that. They're like, please help me. I want it. I'm like, I'm here for you. Yeah. With the charter tip in hand. Please help me. I'm here to help.
Oh my gosh. Anyway, thank you everybody for watching Diversity in Yachting on Yachting International Radio. I'm your host, Timmy, and I will see you next week. Bye.